Well, as most of my Dove listeners know, last year was my very first Disney Cruise Line experience, and I just want to live on that boat forever. And Tony, the manager, marketing and sales strategy guru for Disney, is sitting down with us. You've got one of those jobs that I think most people sit there and think, that's got to be one of the best jobs in the world. Is it?
It is. And actually, this past year has been very exciting for us and for me. And it makes me think about that this is one of the best jobs in the world. And we had a lot of great entertainment announcements this past year.
Yes, you did.
With Frozen, with Tangled, and with Star Wars. It made me think, wow, this is the greatest job in the world. To take our Disney entertainment at sea for our guests and give them experiences like they can't experience anywhere else in the world, it's truly a cool thing to do.
You really can't. For anyone that's never been on a Disney cruise, you'll never want to go on another cruise line.
No.
You're the ultimate experience. You can do as much as you want or as little as you want. I didn't know where to start. For someone that's never gone on a cruise, where's a good place to start?
Well, I think the first thing is, obviously, being a Florida resident, you have two of the greatest things in the world. Disney World is in your backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have access to two great ports where Disney Cruise Line ports out of Miami and, of course, Port Canaveral.
Love that.
A short drive from Tampa. And so I think one of the best things is to start on one of our shorter itineraries, our 3 or 4 night.
That's what I did.
And then you can even work your way up to our 7-night cruises. And so the thing about Disney Cruise Line is there's truly something for everyone in the family. And my family, we got to experience Disney Cruise for the very first time, actually together. And it was something that my wife experienced. And she realized that, wow, I can have an unbelievably relaxing time because my kids are going to have the time of their lives. With the entertainment that they get in our Oceaneers Club, you really feel like I can have guilt-free relaxation, right? We have adult-exclusive areas throughout our ship, so
Loved
mom and dad
it.
Can truly recharge those batteries while kids and the rest of the family are having the time of their lives.
Well, you know, it's funny when you talk about those adult-only areas, the kids-only areas. We never saw the kids. Once they got in there, they were way too busy to mess with us, the adults. They had their own little world going on, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that was a little bit of a surprise for my wife. She thought, okay, they're going to go in there for a little bit, and then we're going to come back together as a family.
Yeah, good luck.
They kept asking us, hey, Mom and Dad, this family time is cool and all, but we want to go back to the Oceaneers Club. I've got friends I just met. I've got cool things that they're doing in there that I can't even get into.
That's right.
You talk about, like, the Disney Magic with the Marvel exclusive area with agents. You can join S.H.I.E.L.D. as a member of the Avengers, and you can see the Iron Man suit. I mean, it's just really cool stuff that's only for kids. And actually, one of the things that we announced this year is new enhancements to the Dream, which, again, exclusively ports out of
really?
Port Canaveral, that will include new play areas for our kids.
Cool.
Will feature Star Wars. You will literally, or the kids will literally step on the bridge of the Millennium Falcon, traveling.
Wait a minute, just the kids?
I know, right?
There are
open times when you can come visit the area, but unfortunately, yeah, just for the kids. But I will tell you, during Star Wars Day at Sea,
yeah,
one of my favorite features when we do this in January through April on the Disney Fantasy, we will actually take a favorite scene from Episode 4, for the cantina scene, and you will actually step into the cantina scene
cool.
in one of our adult exclusive nightclubs. So yes, we do have things just
right.
for mom and dad.
All right, I'll get
because
back.
We're giving
I'll get
so
back
much
on.
To the kids.
you do a lot for everybody on there, and it was one of the most relaxing experiences I ever had. It was wonderful. It's you know when you get off the grid for a while, you just recharge your batteries.
Exactly.
It's wonderful. Exactly. Someone wants to take a Disney cruise. Where's the best place to go?
So I'd highly encourage your listeners to go to DisneyCruise.com or contact their local travel agent to find out more about the exciting entertainment that we have coming to 2016,
Absolutely.
As well as the bounty of our different itineraries throughout the year and throughout the world. So.
And don't miss their own private island. I mean, tell me, who else has their own private island like you do?
I don't think anyone has it like Disney.
Very cool.
Castaway Key is one of my favorite stops on any cruise itinerary.
It was beautiful. I stood there in the water and watched all these tropical fish go around my feet, and it's like, I'm not going home.
Yeah.
I'm staying.
Yeah.
Bye-bye ship. I'm going to become a Disney employee on the island.
I'm like, oh, they scan me. They know I'm on the island. I'm
Rats.
Like, you can leave. But no, we unfortunately have to
But
take
you can
everyone.
Always come back time and time again.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
the best part. Tony, thank you so much. I can't wait to take my next Disney cruise and get in that cantina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You.